Cue the fancy intro music. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and this is Creative Freedom, empowerment for creative entrepreneurs, where can-do inspiration and how-to education collide to help you own your dreams without selling your soul. Creative Freedom helps you end the hustle, define success on your own terms, and build a profitable, sustainable business doing more of what you love and less of what you don't. I'm so excited you're here with me today. Let's get started. This is bonus episode number 9, the fourth in a series about the business hierarchy of needs, as described by Mike Michalowicz in his upcoming book, Fix This Next, which comes out April 28th. And as a certified Fix This Next advisor, I have got advanced access to this content and permission from Mike to share these resources with you. Now, last episode, we talked about the third level of the business hierarchy of needs, which is order. If you haven't already listened to the first 3 episodes, it's important that you do so. As I've mentioned before, just like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you need to address the lowest needs first on this hierarchy. But also, as we move into these top 2 layers of the business hierarchy of needs, you may find that they simply don't apply to you and may never apply to you, so you don't even need to worry about them. See, the first 3 layers are critical for any business. You need sales, profit, and order to sustain a company and help it thrive. But level 4 is about the impact your company makes. And level 5 is about leaving a legacy, which we'll talk about in our next episode. Not everyone cares about or is interested in those things, so you may not ever need to worry about them. Now, Mike also talks about the get-to-give concept. In his book, he says, quote, "Businesses that ignore the get foundation of the BHN, which are sales, profit, and order, and focus on the give, which is impact and legacy, when they do that first, they are destined for perpetual struggle at best or a quick demise most likely. Even a not-for-profit business needs to have a foundation of health. They are businesses too," end quote. You hear so many gurus and experts today saying that you need to give, give, give in order to get. And I understand the point that they're making. But taken too far, you can end up being overgenerous, which is a common problem for creative entrepreneurs, especially chaotic and fusion types. Mike explains that the first 3 layers of the business hierarchy of needs focus on helping the business get what it needs to thrive so that it can then give to the world in a bigger way. That's the I Matter paradigm that I wrote about in my book, On a Grander Scale. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting before you give. It's actually a very normal thing, believe it or not. You get life before you can give it. You take your first breath before you exhale. You can't give from an empty bucket. That's the root of gratitude. Someone gave to you before you could give to others. Now, if all you do is take without ever giving, then you've got a problem. Try it. Inhale. Now inhale again. And again, and again, and again, don't exhale, just keep taking in oxygen. Eventually you're gonna burst. Okay, breathe. And notice how it's normal to give and receive in and out. That's the law of reciprocity in action. You are literally living and breathing it every single day. Now, as such, I will remind you of the offer I currently have for you. Listeners of this podcast can sit with me at no cost and complete the entire Fix This Next assessment and get a recommended course of action tailored to your business at no cost. Just shoot me an email, info@lisarobinyoung.com. Let me know you heard this episode and that you want the assessment. I can't promise to keep this available forever, but if you know you want it, just email me and we'll take it from there. Once your 3 foundational levels are in place, you can focus on impact. This is where your offers go from transactional to transformational, where your business is seen as a change maker in the world, a force for good, where you as a creative entrepreneur are seen as a change maker and a positive force in the world. This is where many creative entrepreneurs aspire to be. So I know you're probably salivating a little right now, but I want to remind you that for all the giving and being of service that you're doing now, you still got to shore up the get, sales, profit, order, before you can truly give.
At the impact level, according to Mike, you'll start building brand loyalists, ambassadors, and lifelong members of your company because, quote, your company's on a mission for greater good, end quote. So it's very likely that you've got a mission or vision that reaches beyond your personal goals. One client of mine aims to be the Dr. Ruth of their generation. One client is stepping into her role as the foremost authority on Double Strong Heart. Creative entrepreneurs with a mission to serve beyond themselves are creative leaders and need to be able to step confidently into that role, which is kind of hard to do when you're still struggling with sales, profits, and order. Let me also drill down a little here and remind you that your mission for greater good does not have to change the whole world, just your whole world. Your world versus the world, your slice of a slice. One colleague of mine is a graphic designer whose world centers around musicians and artists. Another designer I know stands in the gap for entrepreneurs who are ready to transition from DIY design and create a powerful brand statement. That's her world. So what's your world? What's the world you want to serve? That's what creative freedom is all about. Finding your path, doing what works for you in service of your world as you define success on your own terms. Now, with that in mind, let's take a look at the five core needs of the impact level of the business hierarchy of needs. They are transformation orientation, mission motivation, dream alignment, feedback integrity, and complementary network. Now, let's take a closer look at each one, one at a time. Transformation orientation. Does your business benefit clients through a transformation that goes beyond the transaction? Clients are more than just a numbers game. They have faces and names, needs, and lives beyond their transactions with you. While lifetime customer value is an important metric for many businesses, looking at a buyer as only a number isn't how we create transformation. How do you want your customers to feel after they've worked with you? How do you want their lives to be improved? And how are your offers making that possible? This is about building a sense of belonging, community identity, and higher purpose amongst your audience. Do you have raving fans, and are you actively cultivating that audience? A colleague of mine just announced that they are changing their niche entirely from business coaching to sex and relationships because her heart just isn't in business coaching anymore. While a large swath of her audience might jump ship with her, but I'd bet more than half of them won't. They were never raving fans. They were just there for the information and not the transformation. They never built that relationship with this colleague. Once she changes audiences, there'll be a bunch of people left behind looking for a new leader in that space. They didn't get a transformation from her. To them, it was just a transaction. Now, something to think about as you shape the mission of your business. Mike's mission is to eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, but it took him a very long while to get there. He'd written a few books before that became his clear message. Now, my own message is evolving right now, too. I've been working with creative entrepreneurs, and lately I've been feeling this tug to narrow my focus a bit to creatives who are leaders in their niche. I'm still feeling that out, and you'll be the first to know when things get clearer for me. But it's something to think about. All right, number two, mission motivation. Are all the employees, including the leadership, motivated more by delivering on the mission than by their individual roles? Now, we've talked before about hiring for skills versus titles. In this question, we're looking for how the team works as a whole. Do you have individuals that are more me-focused than we-focused, including you as the owner? Do your people even know what the mission is, or are they in the, hey, it's a paycheck mindset? Role alignment is part of the order level. See why we need to focus there first? But elevating your team from players in the game to integral components of delivering on the company mission is at the impact level. So what's motivating your employees to show up and do the work? Do they have a sense of belonging and of being part of the team? Again, including you as the owner. If not, that's a red flag on impact. If you want your team to make an impact, Mike says, then you need to give them something to believe in. It also ties into number three, which is dream alignment. Are people's individual dreams aligned with the path of the business's grand vision? See, nobody comes to your company wanting to grow your business. They all want whatever's in it for them. When I was an employee, I wanted to be debt-free. That was my dream. Eliminate debt, build up my nest egg so that I had plenty of money to live debt-free, pay my bills on time, and enjoy my life in the process. That was one of the big reasons I didn't stay an employee. I simply couldn't earn enough money as an administrative assistant to live the way I dreamed I could. Now, as an entrepreneur, it's not just about my dreams, but those of my team. My assistant, for example, is very family focused. She's got two daughters and a husband and a wife. She's also a licensed therapist. So I'm regularly checking in with her to make sure that the work we're giving her is supporting her dreams and goals. She gets the benefit of learning to build her own practice with free training from my company while also getting paid for her service to my clients in the Creative Freedom Incubator. She also gets to earn an income and be with her family while she grows her own business. And when her dreams shift, we'll reevaluate her work inside the company to make sure she's doing the things that help her to keep moving closer to her dreams. Because her dream is not to grow my company. That's my dream. But if I'm doing my job right, I'm helping her move closer to her dream, which encourages her to stay with my company. It's an important symbiosis. Okay, so now we're at one of the most touchy issues I've ever experienced in business. Mike calls it feedback integrity. Are your people, clients, and community empowered to give both critical and complimentary feedback? Too many people drink their own Kool-Aid and don't want to hear when they're off the mark. All they want is glowing praise. All they want is to be told how awesome and right they are. Just heap on the praise, people. I don't want to hear the no's. High vibes only, no negativity, blah, blah, blah. They create an environment where people are afraid to speak up. It's the emperor's new clothes in business. Now, inside your company, fear of retribution can stifle opportunities to improve the organization. We can't just put offers into the world and hope that we're making an impact. As Mike says, quote, to ensure we're making an impact, we need to hear from people, end quote. That means your team, your clients, your fans, your colleagues. You can't just assume things are great because you're not hearing anything. No news is not necessarily good news in this case. Now, that doesn't mean you have to jump every time someone's unhappy. You're looking for trends and things that matter. One disgruntled buyer may not matter. On the other hand, they might. You know your core audience better than I ever could. And this is where ruthless honesty matters. Do the people you trust in your business tell you the truth, even if it hurts? Have you made it easy for them to do so without fear of reprisal? And again, I say this is so much easier to manage once you've got sales, profit, and order in place to do so. So I hope you're seeing how each level of the BHN builds on the previous ones. Okay, last element inside the impact level. And this is one that you can start working on regardless of where you're at on the hierarchy. Complementary network. Does your business seek to collaborate with vendors, including competitors, who serve the same customer base in order to improve the customer experience? Is your company willing and able to put the true needs of your buyer ahead of the instant gratification of closing the sale? Can you refer business away when it's not a good fit, or are you still taking every job that comes along just because you can? Are you building relationships with other businesses, including competitors, that might be able to serve your buyers better in some ways? It's the Santa from Miracle on 34th Street recommending that you buy the toy you need somewhere else for less. Are you playing Santa? Are you building relationships with those industry leaders now and digging your well before you're thirsty? At some point, they'll be referring business to you, but only if you set yourself up in a way that allows that to happen. They have to know you exist. They have to know what you stand for. You have to have a relationship with them. Building your network of complementary contacts means that you become the go-to for your clients' needs. Zappos customer service is known for having a pizza delivered to a customer. Now, Zappos doesn't even sell pizza. They sell shoes. And this was an example of their above and beyond customer service that also proved to generate a lot of goodwill in the process. Your complimentary network helps bolster your goodwill in the eyes of your raving fans. Think about that the next time you get grumbly about one of your competitors. As you look at the elements of this level of the business hierarchy of needs, I'm sure you're recognizing how much outgo it takes to make this kind of impact. This isn't about just giving away stuff for free. That's why you need to shore up your business foundations first. It gets even more expansive and potentially expensive when we elevate to the legacy level in our next episode, which will drop just after Mike's book launches to the world at the end of the month on the 28th. Now remember, I'm offering every listener of this podcast the opportunity to sit with me at no cost and complete the entire Fix This Next assessment. If you're interested, just email me info@lisarobinyoung.com and we will go from there. If you liked this episode or any of our episodes, help us make a bigger impact in the world. Invest a few minutes of your time to subscribe, leave a review, share us around with your friends and colleagues. It might not sound like a big deal, but your help spreading the word makes a difference, especially right now. We're still one of the fastest growing shows for creative entrepreneurs because of you. So thank you. Next time, as promised, we're going to look at the last and highest level of the business hierarchy of needs, legacy. I hope you'll return to join me. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you end the hustle and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaken over at lisarobinyoung.com. You know you want to.